Sorry, it's actually a response to that question. So certainly, I don't know obviously the source of for the ICT analysis, but the work we did, which covered a lot of the same ground, was based on European Commission modelling scenarios, which factored in the whole energy system for Europe. So they looked at resources for renewables and indeed biomass and bioenergy in there. So that included all the additional demands from other sectors within that, as well as demands from transport, multiple different modes. So, and I think, yeah, the modelling that's been done, looking at, for example, meeting the net zero objective, certainly accounts for increased capacity and the needs for all sectors in that analysis. And I guess it brings back to that point I made about efficient use of resources. What is the most efficient use? Because renewable energy is, it will take time to develop, and certainly there is a regional variation even within Europe. Certain countries have a greater capacity for production than others, and there may be greater need for imports, whether it's within Europe and outside. But it is that efficient use of resources. But it isn't. So I think the modelling the EC's done obviously factored in all of that in, and there isn't enough. And it's not just about, you know, electricity for renewable for electric vehicles, but also if you have to produce hydrogen or e-fuels, then that's even greater amounts of renewable electricity to use. So I think it's being efficient on that side, but also looking at the minerals and critical resources and bioenergy. It's the whole system. But it has been already accounted for in at least the European analyses that have been done on that side. But yeah, there's a lot of uncertainty, and there's a lot of work to be done for sure on that side. And I certainly agree with the point that we just need to make sure that that is reflected, and we understand what the system-wide impacts are to really make sensible decisions.